Hello and welcome to this Friday edition of the Daily Perspective Podcast. Hi there, Mark Congleton here, your sometimes humble host for this podcast of observation, insight, and absurdity. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for being patient. I know there hasn't been a podcast for a few days, and there is a reason for that. And that reason is that the Daily Perspective Podcast Studio, which is located in our home, has really just been unusable for a few days. So my wife Jane and I spent the last day or so in a hotel. Last night we finally got back into the house, and because of the disruption this all caused, I decided to forego doing a regular podcast today and just do a quick update. In fact, if you've noticed the noise in the background, I'm doing the update while driving. I'm recording to my iPhone using a little application from the Shure Microphone Company and a Rode Video Micro. I think it's Video Micro. It's the tiny little Rode microphone that plugs into the Lightning port on an iPhone. I can't remember the name of it. Please forgive me, Rode. Not sponsored. So, here's what happened. When was it? Tuesday. I had been out and about, running around doing things, running errands, accomplishing this and that, and came back home at 1:30, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and let the dog out, went and did my business too, but I did mine in the house, and washed my hands and prepared a little snack and sat down to scan the internet looking for stories to talk about for the next edition of this podcast. And a little while later, a few hours later, my wife came in and she went to change clothes, and from the other end of the house I heard her ask, "Why is the water turned off?" Now, in retrospect, I think that's a funny question. Don't you think that if you knew the water was turned off in your house and your significant other came in, you would tell them right off the bat, "Hey, the water's off, and here's why," and you would settle that issue as soon as they walked in the door, right? Of course you would. There might be some formalities beforehand. You might have a little hug or a little smooch or a little whatever, but you're going to tell them, "Oh, by the way, the water's off." Why? Well, they're working on the main down the road, or there was a break, or whatever. But it should be back on soon. I checked on things. And that would be the end of it. But no. I get asked, "Why is the water off?" As though I wouldn't have told her. Oh, I'm keeping it secret. I'm not letting you know. It's between me and the government. And you can't know. You don't pass the test. Anyway, the water was off. Now remember, I came in earlier and it was on, but now it's off. And so Jane grabbed her phone and called the Waterworks Board, the BWWB, the Birmingham Waterworks Board, and had a little chat with them, and they told her that there had been a request to disconnect. Now this is odd, because we paid the bill. It's not due again until the 20th, so we should have water, and we shouldn't be cut off. And when she told me that, I grabbed my phone, and I called my mother. My mother, who is, used to own the house we live in, but does no longer. It is mine. I own the house and all the property it sits on. And let's see here. Pardon me while I check something. I just want... Okay, good. I'm just making sure that we're still recording. And, when the screen goes blank, I have to check. So I called my mom. She's in her mid-80s, and she's as sharp as a razor, and she's a retired college professor. She's written books on computer science. She's no dummy. I said, hey, our water's off. And the reason I called her is because this used to be her house, and when we moved in, we just picked up the payments for the water bill. We never actually changed anything over. We've just been paying the water bill. And she said, oh my, I am probably the cause of that. I've been getting the bills, even though you've been paying them for 10 years. I've been getting the bills, and I finally, not long ago, told him, hey, you can stop sending me the bill. This is who lives in the house now, and this is who has been paying the water bill for the past 10 years. Please contact them and set up billing so it goes to them. And she thought that was the end of it. Well, the BWWB interpreted that as, send somebody out there and shut that water off, which is what they did. Instead of contacting me, they sent one of their service trucks out, and that service truck, the employee in the service truck, shut off our water. There was no letter. I got nothing in the mail. I got no phone call. She gave them all of the information. My name, how to contact me, everything. But no, they didn't contact me. They just came out and shut off the water several days before it should have been shut off for non-payment anyway. They just cut me off. Now, I get it. Okay, before you send me a note and say, well, you should have changed it over, you should have taken it up, you should have, yeah, should have, would have, but you're right, I understand that, and I own that part of this particular equation. It was just easier to keep making the payments, and so that's what we did, and once we got into the habit, we never thought about it again, we never thought about changing it over. Every now and then, we'd have a little conversation, yeah, we need to change that over. And yeah, we need to do that, but then we never really do anything about it. I'm fairly sure that you're familiar with that particular process. Yeah, okay, we'll take care of it. It works right now the way it is, and so you just put it on the back burner and forget about it for a while. And that's what we've done for several years. We keep paying the water bill, and we don't think about it until they shut the water off. Well, I called, and I told them what was going on, and I told them that we've been paying this bill, and I was told, yeah, there was a disconnect notice. And I told them, no, actually, I've talked with the person who used to have the account, and they told me they did not ask for the water to be connected. They asked for the account to be transferred, that I had been paying the bill for 10 years, and that I was the person that needed to be contacted. And the BWWB didn't contact me. They just cut my water off. And at that point, they wanted to know who used to do it. And I know, because this, it was in my now deceased stepfather's name. He's been gone for a long time. He's been gone for longer than we've been in this house. And he's probably been gone for 20 years now. Anyway, when they got to the part where they wanted the last four digits of his social security number in order to discuss that account, I drew a blank. I don't know his social. I'm never going to know his social. The process of payment doesn't require that, so all we have to do is sign in basically as, I think the way my wife's been doing it is she just signs in as a guest, makes the payment, signs out. Well, he refused to say anything further to me at that point. And when I told him, I said, listen, I understand this is not you. You're just doing your job, telling me what's going on and answering my questions and trying to be helpful. But I got to tell you, this really pisses me off, because I was here. My wife and I had compared notes by the time I made this phone call. And she told me she passed the water company's truck leaving our neighborhood as she came home, which means I was in the house, my car was in the driveway, visible from the street, and somebody from the water company came by, saw that I was home, and turned my water off anyway. I get that this is how they operate, and I understand why, because it's not that guy's job to come to the door and say, hey, you owe the water company this much money, or we're going to shut you down. It's not his job. It's just not. His job is to go to the water meter and turn a knob, essentially, and turn water on or back off. That's his job. And to note that he has done so in his little, in his tablet or his phone or whatever device he keeps track of things, and then move on to the next job. His job is not PR. His job is not to deal with the public. His job is to do one job, and that's it. And that's what he did. Now, as I'm saying, it's not his problem. But still, I'm in the house. My car is in the driveway. He's got a disconnect notice. He comes and disconnects my water. I actually told this to the water department. When was it? Yesterday when I talked with them? Yeah, it was yesterday. And they were surprised that, one, I'd never been contacted, and two, that I was at home and nobody bothered knocking on the door or anything. They just turned the water off. Now, they had just told me when I spoke with them, am I getting things out of order? Yeah, I am. Okay, let's move forward. Well, here we are in a situation with no water in the house. If this has never happened to you, let me give you a little heads up. If your water is off for more than just a few hours, it becomes a problem. If it's just a few hours, as in a broken pipe somewhere that they have to fix, odds are they can fix that in 4 or 5 hours. You're inconvenienced. You don't have running water, which means, you've just used the toilet, it flushed and didn't refill. This is a future problem, and you have to make arrangements somehow to do your business without water, or not. So it's okay for a few hours, but if it's going to be a couple of days, you have to do something to cover for that couple of days, because not only can you not flush toilets, you can't brush your teeth, you can't wash your hands, you can't cook. Just think about all the things you're accustomed to doing every day that involve turning on a faucet or pushing a lever or a button. You can't do any of those things for however long it takes to get your water turned back on. So we have to do something, and that something is to check into a hotel, which we did. So we spent Wednesday night in a Courtyard by Marriott, a nice little hotel, about 20 minutes away from where we live. And, well, there were other choices, but sketchy areas and questionable quality and the like. I didn't know how long we were going to be there, so I wanted to choose potentially the cleanest and most comfortable option. And that was a Courtyard by Marriott. And because I'm a member of Marriott Bonvoy, I was able to get that for a bit less than the advertised rate. So that was cool. And when we got there, when I checked in, I told them I need to extend for one more night because I'm probably going to be here for another day, which they gladly did for me because, frankly, the hotel was practically empty. I don't think there were 6 guests in this hotel total the time I was in there. So before we left, I got online. I got on my system and on the computer and went to the Waterworks website, and I initiated the process of establishing service at my address in my name. And I went through the entire process, and then waited for them to contact me. They're supposed to email you It says within 24 hours, they're supposed to email you and let you know that you need to make a payment. And the next day, let's see, that would have been Thursday, I got the notice. That was Thursday morning. I got the notice that they needed payment. So I immediately made payment and then waited again, because I should have been notified, okay, your payment's been accepted. You're scheduled for activation on this date, whenever, between this time and this time. This is what I expected, as would any rational, normal thinking person. You would think, okay, now that I've paid them, I'm going to be notified. Yeah, we got your payment, and expect us to be there between these times. I'm not out of bounds thinking that, right? That's what you would think, right? Because you've dealt with service people and utilities before, most likely, right? So they're going to give you some sort of a projected time. No, never happened. I never got any kind of a notification. I finally, yesterday, Thursday, got curious and called them, because I had, in the process of the activation form, doing the thing on the website, I just did Joe Biden there, you know, the thing. I while filling out the form on the website, I had to pick a day for activating the service, and the earliest I could pick was today, Friday. And so, because I tried to pick Thursday, which would have been the day following when I was filling the form out, and it wouldn't let me complete the form until I picked Friday. Thursday was clearly not available, so I picked Friday. So I knew that at best it was going to be Friday before we would have water at the house again, and I was prepared for spending two nights at the hotel. Well, I called yesterday, Thursday, because I still had not received, this was after lunch, I called yesterday, and I still hadn't received any notice about when I could expect somebody to be turning my water back on. They had my money, I had no information and no water. And I was told, well, it's in process. And I said, what does that mean? They said, well, the order's been given, somebody should be on their way to the house. If you haven't had it turned on already, then somebody should be there soon. And this is a day ahead of schedule, which is a happy thing. But they also told me, if you're not there, it's not a problem. They'll leave a little blue note on your front door, and you can go out with a pair of pliers or whatever you want and turn the water on. Once we've been there, you can turn your water on, but we won't turn it on unless you're there. And I thought, well, that's interesting. They didn't care about turning it off, whether I was there or not, but I have to be there for them to turn it on. And she said, yes, that's because if you have any leaky pipes or there's any damage in the home, if faucets are left on or something like that, they don't want water running into your house that could cause damage. The Water Works Board is not going to take responsibility for any damage to your house. Oh, well, that makes sense. And when you think about it, it does, because what are you going to do? You're going to walk around. Some of us would walk around the house and check faucets. You know, well, maybe this one works. No, it's not going to work. But still in the process, someone may go turn a couple of faucets on. Maybe in their frustration with what's going on, turn one on and then throw their hands up and walk away and not turn it back off again. Hello, truck. Wow, that was nice. As I said, I'm in the car. I'm on my way back to the hotel to pick something up that got left there. So they're not going to do that unless I'm there. So I get in the car and zip back to the house. And when I get there, the waterworks guy is sitting out in front of the house in his truck. And I flashed my lights at him and turned into the driveway, got out of the car, and he said, Mark? I said, yep, that's me. And he told me that he had tried to call me three times and let me know he was there, and he got to voicemail every time. Now, I did not get a voicemail. I did see where he had called three times, but I never got a voicemail. And I realized that he called me probably on a stretch, when I was on a stretch of road that has no cell service, because there is a little stretch back in the country that has no cell service on my route between these two places. And I apologized, and he said, "Well, I've already turned your water back on." And I said, "Ooh, now you're not supposed to do that, are you?" And he said, "No, I'm not. But when I'm way out someplace like this," and we live way out, trust me, he said, "when I'm way out like this, what I do is I turn the water on and I spend a few minutes there watching the water meter to make sure it's not running. If there's no water running for a few minutes, then I'm fairly safe to assume that you don't have any leaks and there's no water rushing into your home anywhere, so I can just leave it that way. I'm not supposed to do that, but when I'm way out here like this and there's nobody home, that's what I do, because it's a long way out and a long way, you know, you understand. Anyway, we had a great chat. He was a great guy. And I said, "Hey, can you show me where this water thing is, where the meter is? Because I have never been able to find it." And he said, "You don't know where your own water meter is? Come on." All I could do was raise my hands and shrug and say, "Yeah, well, I've never had to look for it before." And it is on our property. Now, we own, our house is on actually two lots, and most of it is wooded, because when the house was built, they made the decision not to clear the lot, but to leave most of it wooded and just clear the areas immediately in front of the house and immediately behind the house. And actually behind the house, they didn't do that for a while until they put the pool in. And yeah, I have a pool. No, it doesn't work. And no, you can't come over and play in it. Here's the thing about being a pool owner. Everybody else gets to enjoy your pool. You get to work on it. So the water meter is actually in an area that isn't mowed or kept up. It's off the road several feet next to a telephone pole, and I've never seen it. And so I actually didn't think it was on my property. It turns out that is my property. You know, I know now. But anyway, now I know where that is. And if anything weird like this ever happens again, I'll know where to go look. And if I'm, you know, just curious about how much water we're using, or if I've got leaks anywhere. And that has happened before. And we get an astronomical water bill. And that's when you find out. So anyway, the water is back on now. And all is well, and right now I'm in the car on my way back to the hotel. I'm almost there, by the way, and I'm going in to pick up a shirt that got left in the closet, because we unpacked. Now, my wife didn't unpack anything that needed to be hung, but I had a couple of shirts I wanted to hang to get the wrinkles out of them, and I was wearing one of the shirts. The other one was still hanging in the closet, and she reached in and got her bag off the floor of the closet and didn't even think about looking up to see if the shirt was there. And I was busy packing gear, electronics and things like that, because, oh man, CPAP machine, chargers for all the other stuff. I'm packing all that stuff up, and I didn't even think about that shirt. And so we left it there, but called them as soon as I realized the shirt was gone. And they promised to put it at the front counter and have it ready for me, which is where I am now. I'm actually just a couple of minutes away. And then I had told them, spinning back a little bit, I had told them when we checked in that I was going to need a second night, because I was sure that the Waterworks Board was not going to get there any sooner than Friday. And I was prepared for them not to get there at all until possibly Monday. So I went ahead and scheduled a second night, Thursday, thinking that we would be getting up this morning, packing our stuff, grabbing a bite to eat, and going home to wait for someone to come turn the water on. And if at some point they did not, then we would go back to the hotel and get a room for the weekend, because they're not going to come out on a weekend. Well, And that didn't pan out. That didn't work out that way. I stopped by the desk after the water had been turned on. We went back to the hotel and packed our stuff. Now, on our way in, I stopped at the desk and said, hey, we're leaving. And I explained we had water troubles at the house, had to have a place to stay, and so we came here. And they've got that fixed now, so we can go home. And she said, well, that's fine. I'll go ahead and get you checked out then. When I got home after that, I was scanning through email and got a message from Marriott Envoy, or a Bonvoy, I should say, and they informed me, well, they had only charged me for the one night. Even though we checked out well past checkout time, and we should have been charged for a second night, they only charged us for the one. So good news all around. That one night cost me $108 and some change, but, you know, all is well. And I'm here, so I need to go in and get my shirt, and I'll wrap it up here. But that's the story of what happened and why I haven't been here for a couple of days. And we'll be back to Abby Normal on Monday for the next edition of the Daily Perspective Podcast. God bless you. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday. Bye-bye.
We're done.